Wake up, it's 4 a.m. You put the coffee pot on. You're feeling good about yesterday's rehearsal. You head out, you hit the studio, the theater, you get your costume on, you head to makeup, you head to hair, and you just get ready to do what you do, which is perform. And you step your feet onto that stage, in front of that camera, in front of that audience, and you just feel it. This is what you are made to do. Thank you for doing it, because we need more empowered actors. We need amazing performances, and you are the ones to do it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My name is Casey Lloyd. How was your week last week? Did you hang out with friends and family? Did you take a breath and just relax and enjoy one another's company? I hope you did. And in there, did you think about, you know, maybe other venues that you haven't thought about for finding auditions? I hope you did, because that can help drive your own success rather than just focusing on your representation alone, being proactive. Being the proactive actor, that is what I want for you. So, what we're going to talk about today is getting ready for the new year. It's right around the corner. 2021 coming to an end. 2022, here we come. There's one word that I want you to embrace as your mantra for 2022. That is the word yes. We need to say yes more as actors. We need to say yes more as human beings, because we've evolved as a species. We've done this amazing thing, like our bodies and how we've grown up in society, and our tribal mindset and our primitive mindset has allowed us to thrive to where we've gotten to now, right? We've figured out the master plan. We've figured out that what we really need to do is put a shelter over our heads to protect from the elements. And then we need to figure out how to sustain ourselves, which we have done with modern agriculture. And we did it. We have survived the dilemmas of our ancestors, and we have food and shelter for most of us, the majority. And so now we have these odd problems that aren't about survival, like what kind of job do I have? Why am I getting two shots of espresso in my latte when I ask for three? Just silly mental dramas that we create for ourselves now. But that primitive instinct is still there. That primitive survival mechanism of flight or fight still exists, and it's causing us problems in the modern day. It's causing us problems as actors, because there's the fear of the unknown is what it is. The feeling that I don't know what's on the other side of that decision, this choice that I want to make. And if I don't know what's on the other side, right here feels comfortable. My body's in stasis. I'm in the status quo. I'm surviving. So don't say yes to that thing. Just no, take it easy. We're going to pass it off to another day, right? I've done this so much in my life. Like, I can't even keep track of how many times I've done it. I've done it with my dieting. I've done it, you know, tomorrow I will eat better. But today I'm going to eat this donut, because this donut, it's giving me calories, and I haven't died yet from eating this donut. But if I work out today, I might feel tired. I might feel just like, I might feel better. Who knows? But my body knows that I'm going to get a dopamine fix if I eat this donut today. So let's eat the donut. Let's do it. The reality is, in 2022, if we start saying yes to all those things that are going to benefit us, the true thing is they're going to benefit you, but might scare the hell out of you. That's the key. It has to have some potential benefit to you, even if it scares you. If it scares you, actually, that's probably a good sign that you need to say yes to it. For example, I edit demo reels on the side. And recently, I got the opportunity to edit a demo reel for two game commentators, like esports. And I've never done a video game commentary reel before. Totally out of my landscape of actors' demo reels. And I was like, I have no idea if I'm going to be able to deliver on this product for these guys. They might absolutely hate it. But I'm a game nerd. Like, I love video games. So I know the content, I know the genre, I know what they do. And I was like, hey, man, I will create a demo reel for you. It's not in my wheelhouse. I haven't done one before, but I did it. I stretched myself and the guys loved it. And I am like super proud of that reel. I think it's going to help them out a lot. And it was a blast to work on. Had I said no to that opportunity, I would know less about myself. I would be less confident in myself because I basically said no to like my inner spirit that was calling out. I was like, oh, I would love to actually work on a game demo just because I might fail. And you know what? So I said, screw you, inner primitive Casey Lloyd. We're going with advanced cybernetic Terminator Casey Lloyd, and we're going to kill this game demo for these guys. And it was an awesome experience. And I got paid for it. So those were all the benefits, right? So what are you going to do in 2022? Are you going to say yes to that acting class that you've been meaning to take and you just have been waiting for whatever reason? This isn't the right month because I've got X, Y, and Z excuse. Guess what? X, Y, and Z excuse is the masking of that fear response. Anytime you say, I should do something, and then an excuse steps in, that's really the hidden fear. So, I challenge you with this. This is your homework for 2022. It's a mantra. Say yes. Look at what the opportunities are coming to you, no matter what it is, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's in your acting life, whether it's in your financial life, whether it's in whatever, any single opportunities that you're presented with this year, look at the cost benefit. Will it benefit you? Say yes to it. Will it make you stretch and become and work hard and become a better person? Say yes to it. Is there an opportunity to fail? Say yes to it, because failure is just a learning lesson. And all the people you see that are more successful than you, the only differences between that person and you is that person has failed more times than you have. That's it. The other part of the mantra is say yes to the thing and don't back out. Finish it. Go all the way until whatever goal that you set is done, because the fear can totally kill that moment when you say yes. If by tomorrow you say, ma, this wasn't as important as I thought it was. Your spirit told you yesterday that it was important, but then tomorrow the fear response kicks in. Don't let the fear response override your decision to say yes in 2022 that anything that's going to benefit you. That's it, guys. Think about it. Think about all the opportunities you're going to get this year, and I hope you get a plethora of them. Say yes to 2022. I hope You guys have a fantastic finish to the holiday season, and let's go kill it in the new year. All right? Take it easy. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, share this with two other actors or leave a review on iTunes, because that really helps out as well. I appreciate you guys. Let's make this next year the best one ever. All right, take it easy. Stay safe. Cheers.